Later today, the world's biggest miner, BHP Billiton, will unveil its full-year earnings, and analysts are tipping a bumper profit of close to $14 billion. The big miner is also expected to announce further details of a planned demerger that would see up to $20 billion worth of unwanted assets spun off into a new company. That would leave BHP to concentrate on its four key commodity pillars of iron ore, petroleum, copper and coal. Gavin Wendt is founder and senior resources analyst with the research firm MineLife. Gavin, welcome again to Breakfast.
Good morning to you, Fran.
Let's start with the demerger plan and what we know of it anyway. The BHP Billiton boss, Andrew McKenzie, says he wants to simplify the business and hive off what he calls second-tier assets like aluminium, manganese, nickel, possibly some of its coal operations even, to a new vehicle. Why are they doing this and why now?
Well, I guess the cynic in one could suggest that there's two reasons. Firstly, the merger between BHP and Billiton, that was trumpeted and it was a very expensive merger back in 2001. The cynic would suggest that it's an admission by BHP Billiton management that merger was a failure. Or secondly, the fact that the company doesn't have a very positive view around some of the commodities and operations that they're currently in. And as you pointed out, those operations contribute probably around about 10% of BHP Billiton's overall value at the present time. So either way you look at it, it's an admission of failure that the BHP Billiton merger wasn't a success. Or secondly, they're involved in a whole heap of assets that are underperforming.
It's a 180-degree turn, in a sense, isn't it? Because when they acquired many of these assets with the merger back in 2001, the idea was trumpeted to become the world's largest diversified miner so that it could protect itself from the vagaries of the commodity price cycle.
You're absolutely right, Fran, and these things go in cycles. And yes, and ironically, of course, most of the assets that are being hived off are the assets that were acquired, BHP acquired through the merger with Billiton.
So, and are they duds? I noticed the new vehicle's been dubbed in some quarters Dudco. I mean, are these dud investments? Have they done anything? And if not, if they are, why would anyone invest in this new body?
Well, you know, it's all about cycles, and then certainly there were warning signs from market watchers back when the merger took place. I think BHP paid a significant premium for those assets. They're not necessarily dead assets, but as we know with the resources business, it's all very cyclical, and what's hot today may not necessarily be hot tomorrow, and what's an underperforming commodity today might be a star performer tomorrow. And I think one of the biggest concerns with companies like BHP Billiton is that their earnings have become so narrow, i.e. pretty much, you know, 50% of BHP's earnings comes from iron ore. Petroleum's a big contributor. But there's a lack of diversity, and that's going to increase if these assets are hived off. Mm. You know, you look at a company like Rio Tinto, for example, 85% of its income comes from one commodity, which is iron ore. Now, you know, that's great while the iron ore price is high. Which it has been. But, of course, that's not going to last forever. So the question that investors should be asking is, you know, what's going to happen when the iron ore price inevitably eases off, as it will, and earnings from the division subside? You know, what are the other commodities that are going to drive earnings for these companies?
And what's the answer to that? If you're a BHP shareholder, what's the upside of this demerger plan, in a sense?
Well, there's not really a lot of immediate upside. I mean, it's unlikely that there's going to be an immediate re-rating of the share price, because BHP at the moment, in terms of its share price, is trading pretty close to market value. There's not going to be much of an impact on earnings, because these are marginal assets. So,
on that front, some investors think BHP should spin off all its coal assets into this new business. Are things that bad for coal? Does coal fit in there?
Well, you know, of course they are at the present time, but, you know, if we rewind 5 years, of course, coal is one of their star performers and probably will be again in another 4 or 5 years' time. And, of course, what this unfortunately reflects is a lot of the short-termism of management instead of making decisions based on a 10-year, decade-long sort of viewpoint. They're based on the here and the now. And, of course, you know, if we go back again... to 2001, the merger that was championed as such a great idea now looks like a real dud.
Mm. Cost-cutting, refocusing, changing debt levels around looks like it's going to pay big dividends, along with, of course, the iron ore record production levels of production into Asia. Big dividends for BHP Billiton. I think they're expecting, as we said, profits of in the range of $14 billion. So full speed ahead for the big miners, but very uncertain times for another end of the energy business, renewable energy companies. Media reports we've been discussing on the program already this morning, the government allegedly poised to dump the renewable energy target, which has underpinned investment in the sector. If the promise on the RET is broken, if the RET is abolished or scaled back, that will put some investment at risk. Some are saying as much as $14 billion worth of investment at risk. How do you see a move like that?
Well, absolutely. And I was listening to the interview with your previous guest that suggested, you know, all sorts of risk perception issues surrounding investment in Australia. And one of the, the key aspects from my perspective is that, you know, when the mining tax was proposed and then introduced, there was a, you know, a call rightly that, you know, the mining tax introduced all sorts of risk issues, sovereign risk issues to Australia in terms of overseas investors, investment in the sector. Well, it's the same issue with regards to the renewable energy. And I'm sort of surprising that the government is living by its own rules in this regard.
Gavin Wendt, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Pleasure.
Gavin Wendt is founder and senior resources analyst with the research firm MineLife.